Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to the trap.
Get your dad body in the back.
Welcome to the trap.
Get your dad body in the back.
Welcome to the trap.
Tripping better than slipping.
Welcome to the trap.
But sometimes we tripping.
Welcome to the trap. Where we joke and rap. Gut busting laughs. Hand slapping laps.
Get you through your day, and it's free of cost.
I'm so cheap.
Don't you laugh too loud.
No.
Don't get fired by your boss.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
Comedy Trap House.
Yo, 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 yo. Welcome back to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. My name is Rome Green Jr.
We got
Cam in the building.
Big ML. I need more Skellies.
Big ML. We got Emmanuel in the building.
Happy MLK Day. But yeah. How does Skellies correlate to
it's
MLK
black.
Day?
It don't. I'm just shouting out Big Martin Luther.
Yeah,
I said my original thought, I need more Skellies.
You know, across the country today, there is going to be strip club flyers, party flyers.
Yep.
Filled with MLK's face.
Yeah.
All over the motherfucker.
It's all on Twitter. I seen ML with gold grills.
Yeah.
All that already.
So I say that to say, don't also mix in a Pusheisty mask.
No, I don't want a
MLK Day.
Not a ski mask.
Not a ski mask.
This is the one man I respect.
Who?
Martin Luther King.
Oh. Oh. I mean, that's it.
That's the only man.
Only man.
You don't respect
your dad, God, yourself, us.
Off the table.
The guy that did the video, what would you do if you look at me, if I look at you like this?
Cam, you're going to make me shake my head even more. Go ahead and go into this story because this is crazy.
Emmanuel don't want to take responsibility
for
this man's behavior. It's our fault.
Yeah, we've seen this guy. Of course, I'm sure some of y'all have seen it. If you haven't, it's this guy that went viral across the internet, probably for the wrong reasons, but he had his first video was him walking and
like a JCPenney's or something.
Yeah, and I think
should I go to that first.
Yeah, you can slide to the end one for that, and I think it reads, "What would you do if I looked at you?" like or something like that, and you know, it's him walking slow motion, and I guess he's looking off. These videos, I'm not sure what they mean.
Let me look at it real quick.
It's the gathering.
Oh, let's sure. just look at it before you put your theories on it. Okay. Let's see what the people.
All right, pause it. Copyright. Pause it. Copyright.
Blah, 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 blah.
That's a big.
Oh, so what would you do if I walk past you? Okay. Yeah,
and it's slow motion.
And in slow motion, and him looking.
He's in a JCPenney
or some Macy's. JCPenney, some department ass store.
Yeah.
Somewhere you shouldn't be at this big age anymore.
The way
I mean, unless you're going to grab some cologne or something, you might walk in there or something.
Malls, I'm surprised they ain't gone yet.
Nah, a lot of people still at the mall, actually.
Unless it's a boutique, like special mall, like the Dubai Mall. Huge. But like regular malls.
I feel you, man.
Who pulling that? Like, that's not even a hangout spot for teenagers no more.
Yeah.
They'd rather be on Twitch.
I disagree with that. You know that whole theory where people saying malls are completely dead and they've been saying that forever.
I've been saying it for a long time. Yeah.
And I just don't think it's ever going to completely go away.
But what's keeping them alive?
Stores.
People.
Yeah, people.
They still don't like, go. Especially if they're in the middle of communities and
when I went
spots,
up there to the mall, it's
only go for Apple.
Yeah, it's I mean it's a big community. Yeah,
you but wanted the people that go.
That's because the nearest Apple store.
Yeah.
Well, somebody while you going there just for Apple, somebody else is going there just for fucking.
Macy's. And Apple specifically put it in the mall.
It made sense.
I mean, but
originally,
but it's still.
But now, if it ain't a special mall, now it's like they may need more. Think about where they're gonna be located.
Possibly, but this guy, so what's your theory? You said it's for just content. Is this
Well, that type of content is for engagement and conversation.
Okay.
If I do this, they gonna respond.
Because it's gonna be one or two ways.
First, for the people that just wanna be funny,
respond
with their jokes.
Of course.
For the people that just take everything negatively,
they gonna respond. Yeah, for sure.
So he knew what this was gonna do. And he knew he looked funny
and he's a tall
skinny
dude.
Jeans. Yeah, and where he looked, it was gonna go.
But I disagree.
What you thought?
I think he think he looked good. I think he think
no,
he
no,
think
he can still
no,
think
he could think that, but he knew that would start a conversation.
And he want to start a conversation amongst women.
That's what we were saying.
What you say? Start a conversation. He trying to get bitches.
But that's okay. That's still a conversation.
Well, maybe not conversation.
You act like he's trying to start.
Maybe conversation. Conversation was the wrong word.
Okay.
He wanted to garner comments.
You're going to get comments.
Clout, yes.
Comments.
Yeah.
He knew if you ask that question, he going to get responses.
Yeah. All right. And then he doubled down. I guess he went on live and was dancing.
This is where I picked up. Because at first, I didn't know the original video.
Yeah.
And then popped up on Instagram. And God, I just liked it.
Then he went online and started dancing. You only had to play it. He dancing to Tony Braxton.
This nigga is long.
Yeah, he long in there by this window. Every time he swipe, I think he gonna tear the roof off. Every time he move.
He's dancing hard.
He dancing hard.
And they got three videos.
And this goes back.
This how them NBA players be dancing when they get announcing the starting lineup.
And this go back to what we said. Past a certain height, you gotta stop. You got because you starting to look. You looking.
See, I can't agree. You can't have fun at a certain height. You can't dance no more.
Nah, if we can't have fun as men at past a certain height, you definitely can't have fun. You done out here.
Fun is over with.
But you know, all of this is our fault.
Yeah. That's what we was trying to get to tell Emmanuel that all of it
And Emmanuel don't want to take responsibility for it.
Yeah. All of it is dormtainment.
But it's all our fault because we made it look cool, man.
We've
been doing content since 2009.
Yeah.
He probably watched us growing up.
Yeah.
And he's like, man, I want to make content when I grew up.
He was like,
and get some comments and get some likes.
Yeah.
And now look.
Look at him. He getting it. They going off. They doing their thing.
But I also told Rome he got to take a little bit. This is more on his realm of responsibility.
For the first video. The very first one. Got you.
Some of the stuff you were doing back then.
And talk about it, Rome. Talk about it.
I mean, you know, back in the day when I was at Metro, you know what I'm saying, young and 18 and nothing to do, you know, I was taking squinty-eyed pictures.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I probably shouldn't have been. You know, I didn't know it in the future that I was going to – spawn tall squinty eyes.
You know, your two mistakes by doing that. One was doing it.
Yeah, that's one. That's the first.
But your second mistake was not asking, "What would you do if I look at you like this?"
Yeah. See, I should have.
Because then you would have got more.
I should have got more engagement. That's where he took it to the next level.
You can't be half-assed with it.
Yeah.
If you're gonna try to be sexy, you gotta go all the way.
You gotta double down.
Now, do you feel like there's more people influenced today by like the Rome squinty eyes, that type of guy, or is more like
it's everywhere
more
at this
influenced
point.
By like the, you know, bang bang?
No, it's both.
Because look, you got to think about it. Rome was influenced by the 90s R&B singers.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he inspired this generation with the squinty eyes.
I came from the Morrises and the Jodeci's. So they inspired me.
Yeah. Right.
And then I went on to inspire this.
Okay, let me take my blue.
And now him doing this and keeping this legacy alive is going to inspire the next generation. Yeah, yeah. So, it's only going to get worse.
So next they going.
I'm glad you said worse.
Okay. So they're going to be dancing in space.
Uh-huh.
Squinty eye. He's going to be, "What would you do if I walked past your solar system?" It's going to be different stuff. Or if I flew past your solar system. It's going to keep advancing.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's going, "What would you do if bleep, bleep, bleep?"
Yeah, so do you regret your time in the squint zone?
Nah. Squint zone. I think it did what it needed to do. I had fun. You know what I'm saying? I got some likes from it.
Thank
goodness it didn't go viral, because it probably would have been bad for sure.
Right.
For sure.
So you don't squint no more is what you're saying. You retired the squint. Are you still squinting?
I mean, shit, sometimes, you know, it depends on like.
See, once it's in you, it's in
I'm feeling you.
Jesus.
Sometimes you got to squint to see further. That's what people not understand. I wasn't just squinting to be sexy. It's like.
No, but you was right in the mirror, so it was nothing to see.
And you have 2020. See, me without my glasses, and I'm doing this, this makes more sense.
But they don't know you, though. They might think, like, damn, he.
But also. But not all men. That's like a girl going around saying, "Oh, you know, I have a boyfriend." You talking about, "Oh, I wear glasses."
Yeah.
You a lying ass nigga. You lying.
But the thing is, your vision ain't that bad. When you take off your glasses, you squint. You still get by.
Yeah.
You break your glasses, ain't nothing going to change that dramatically for you.
You can't say that. You're not in my
eyes. No, I feel you, but I see. I be looking at your eyes when I'm talking to you.
Yeah, yeah. And you be having your glasses. You don't be double down on the squinting. So
yeah,
you can see.
But when I take pictures, sometimes
I might want
to take it without the glasses.
Gotcha.
Nah, when you take pictures, you always just blink. You just always mess up the picture. You just nigga always blinking. Just hold your eyes open for 10 seconds.
Well, nobody has eyes like you, nigga.
That's not true. Where do you think I got them from?
Cam has eyes of an owl.
That don't make sense.
Yeah, he did get them from somebody.
I got them from somewhere. So somebody gave them to me.
I once seen this man not blink for 3 days.
His eyes are dry out. Dry out. Also, quick announcement. Highfrequency.com is available now. I'm wearing one of the windbreakers, highfrequency.com.
You need to send me the logo so we can
up here from time. HEYE frequency.com. Yeah, that should look fun. He dancing.
They took
him dancing and they put it on different like music videos, and it was funny. That is funny.
Shout out to him. Hopefully it's all fun.
Yeah, do your thing, brother.
He looked like he having fun. Listen, it's just all fun.
But I just want him to know that it's short lived.
Yeah. You can't.
It's only for this week. Something else gonna happen. Yeah. It's over. So don't keep chasing it.
Yeah.
Like, don't let it destroy you by chasing it.
Yeah.
But that first video is just such a girl thing to do.
Yeah,
Would you like me if I looked at you?
There's a whole category of like men doing like rubbing hands, and they like, you know, when she ready to be taken out for they do a bunch of different things. It gets some engagement.
That's a different world, man.
Yeah.
I saw a dude today. I might have been on Instagram or something. I don't know if he's a bodybuilder or something, but the question above him was, "Would you ever do OnlyFans?" And he was like, "You know, I've worked hard to get to wherever, and then I saw how much they make on OnlyFans. Hell yeah, I'm gonna be doing OnlyFans." So niggas really ready to sell out that quick now too.
Yeah.
In my opinion, that's what I call something out.
You know what I mean?
But it's just interesting. We live in interesting time.
Something else is interesting. So we got on a board. It says beard to butt. And you may be thinking, like, beard, what is this?
I mean, it sounds pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, well, it does.
Maybe now I don't think it's going a different route.
Yeah, it's probably going a different route. So when I met Cam at 18, he did not have a beard. Okay. And one of his like goals that I know he was fighting for a while was to have a beard. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I believe he could do it. A lot of people said he couldn't do it. Emmanuel being one of them. He said he couldn't do it. But I stood in beard solidarity with Cam,
yes.
Understanding mm-hmm. that things take time. Mm-hmm. You were short bearded. I was long bearded. Instead of long sighted, I was long bearded. I understood where he was going. Mm-hmm. And so I'm saying that to show Cam that I was here to represent
now
him.
Now I know where this is going. This is okay. Funny. This is a great setup.
What happened?
Okay. Because you're...
Let me get my shit up.
Yeah, go ahead. I love it, though. I love the setup.
Let me cook.
Now I got it.
So I stood with him and supported him in this. I never talked bad about him not being able to get a beard. Right. And when he got a beard, I was like, congratulations. Like, you worked hard for this.
You passed the baton.
Mm-hmm. I got it. Go ahead.
I did not get this same support.
When you got a what?
When I got an ass. And so and here's the talk stops now. Like today the talk stops.
I would like this talk to stop.
And look,
now.
And I'm bringing and this is why I'm bringing it up.
You see why I say he bears responsibility for money?
Look, I'm just having a good setup. Like, and this
good,
was,
good.
And this is why, because we recently posted a video for High Frequency where we dancing.
Okay.
And
dance?
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
we danced for High Frequency, promoting the video for High Frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And in the clip, obviously, we're showing the back of the hoodie, so you see the back of our bodies.
Right.
All the comments were like, damn, Rome thick. And then even one comment said, all this time, I thought Rome was the one with no ass when it was Cam
damn!
The whole time. And I said, wait a minute. There's a turning of the tides. And I started to really think about the backstory of this and how he never showed up for me really in my time of not having no ass. But now that I've built one,
you're starting to see.
I am getting support from the real community who supports me in that journey.
In the journey of.
And they understand where I am. And that's what I wanted to say. From beard to butt, the story of Rome getting ass and being thick.
Okay.
And that's, you know, I just wanted to say, you know, Cam, I hope you can now support me that there are others behind me.
So
literally.
You kind of felt like you weren't being completely supported.
Yeah, no, I just felt like it was always gotten made fun of. I never, when I was like, I'm trying to grow, and I was like, damn, I remember when you had the naked face. And then I was like, you know what, Cam, you could do it. And I know how hard you fought. And I just didn't get that same support. Right. You know what I'm saying? And I just, that's all it is.
Cam.
I'm just waiting for
my closing statement is, you know, I would appreciate some support during this time. Yeah. But if you're still on that side, I'll let the people speak and the things speak for itself.
For you. Okay.
That's it.
Okay, Cam, what happened?
Okay.
Yeah.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Go ahead. I'll take responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Everything this man said was absolutely true.
Okay.
I did not support.
Full responsibility for this.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I did not support the journey.
Okay.
I did see where he started, and it was nothing much to look at.
Okay.
But with that said, mm-hmm. I will say this. Playing sports growing up,
mm-hmm.
being in a group,
mm-hmm.
business group, going to school,
mm-hmm.
you learn you got to talk to people in different ways. You got to communicate differently with different people based on their personality, mm-hmm. based on their tolerance,
mm-hmm.
maybe pain tolerance, some would say.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew to doubt Rome would motivate Rome. I can't spit my piece. I knew to doubt Rome mm-hmm. would motivate Rome. Sometimes I come to Rome and I'm just straight up like, yo, you the best at this.
Mm-hmm.
This where you need to lead.
Mm-hmm.
But I know in that time of that goal,
mm-hmm.
doubt would light a fire under his ass.
Okay, I see. Okay.
If
okay.
He's getting comments saying he thick now.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
Okay. Now Rome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that your? Is,
oh, but yeah. I will say my one argument.
Yeah.
We say a lot of times when we see white women, mm-hmm. like, yo, they thick, and then you look from behind, and then you get a little disappointed.
Right.
They don't fully go.
Gotcha.
So when they
like
say
they have thick thighs.
Yeah. So when they say he thick, he got thick thighs.
Okay. He's saying I ain't built the shelf yet.
Right.
But I don't know if this has translated.
So even now,
into,
you still saying.
I still don't see it. I see the thighs. And look, I see the thighs, but yeah. I still got wives. I still got questions about
that's
the
fair.
Bull.
That's fair.
So
maybe I need to build the shelf now.
You know?
I ain't built the shelf yet. I got to get my shelf right. You know what I'm
so
saying?
So maybe now that I lit the fire in his ass,
yeah.
Maybe I need to put it out and now encourage him.
Okay.
So, you know, but you know,
I'll take that.
I usually don't get no. Thank you.
Right.
For my motivational tactics.
Okay.
Because you know, like E.T., he gonna give it to you straight. Or these cursing-preneurs.
Yeah,
they're gonna be like,
yeah.
I'm sick of the fucking excuses. David Goggins ain't gonna give him no sympathy.
Right.
He gonna say, get off your fucking ass and do it.
Better run on them broken feet.
Well, I will say, I didn't know. Yeah. I just this whole time thought I was the butt of the joke.
You were.
But now that I get that the butt of the joke was really you encouraging
mm-hmm.
the butt to not be the joke.
Mm-hmm. Some may say an assistance.
Mm-hmm. And I will say I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad that we can be adults about this whole
and
thing.
And you know, your opening statement,
yeah.
you was kind of shitting on me, but it's more fitting than this. You was kind of squatting on me.
I was squatting on me. I was giving the backstory.
You was trying to squat on me.
Or maybe he's saying you need to squat more.
Okay, got it.
But now, you know.
Gotcha.
The squat. Just keep squatting. You getting there.
Well, look.
Because if I didn't make you your butt the butt of the joke, would we be here? Would we be talking about this right now?
We might not.
You just kept going with the Hank Hill.
Well, let me ask you. Let me ask you, Ron.
Fuck you, ain't never Hank.
We got full of Hank Hill. But did you ever feel while you were working out mm-hmm. and doing squats, did Cam ever come to your mind while like, he's saying, I don't got no ass?
Nah, he never came to my mind. Because, you know,
it came to his behind.
It came to my behind.
This is so stupid.
It didn't really come to my mind, but
okay.
I'm glad we could get to this point. I didn't know if we were ever gonna get to this point where we are standing somewhere in the crack of the middle.
Somewhere in the middle.
I think in the future, in solidarity.
Yeah, in solidarity.
I think from here, I think this friendship can blossom in new directions. Yeah, I believe yeah. So. I'm okay.
And
I would like to thank him for his support of supporting my beard.
Yeah.
Because you see what happened. Yeah, he doubted me, lit a fire in my beard.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true.
You need the fire.
So you got both sides. Okay, that's fair.
And you know you need the support.
That's fair.
Yeah. He still don't quite see an ass. I still don't quite see a beard. I mean, it's just what it is.
I mean, it's here now.
Listen, as a person that doesn't want any part of this conversation, I'm gonna say this. Like, I think that if he helped, you know, with your aspirations,
yeah, my aspirations, mm-hmm. yeah, for sure.
That you know, I think at the end of the day, it all worked.
Yeah, that's, I don't mean that's
everybody.
That's all
grown.
That matters. Everyone got what they wanted.
Everybody's grown. Every booty's grown.
Everybody's
grown.
All booties matter, man. All booties matter.
They do.
Be prideful of what you got. That's what God gave you. That's what God said you needed. That's all God said you needed.
Show the people what video we talking about. Is this one right here?
Israel, right? Yep. Is that right there, you know?
So how you feel about it?
He not gonna comment.
You think he got an ass in?
It's back there.
Like I said, I don't really want a part of this conversation.
Yeah, but it depends on the form.
But you in it.
Yeah,
though.
You in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, see, when I twist it right there, it's a deformed fit. It depends on the fit, you know. I think that's just like everything.
Yeah, there's a lot of gyrating.
It's not a lot of gyrating. Yeah, come on now, gyrating, strong word. We ain't gyrating.
Well, Buddy was doing more gyrating. Yeah.
Y'all ain't like the tall dude.
Yeah. No. This shit's.
It's about whoever saw this.
Is there
that
a copyright
day.
Song in it?
Yeah,
it's real about.
It's about who saw this and was like, "What are they doing up there?"
But yeah.
Hold on. You said the comments saying you thick?
It's a few in there.
Ain't nobody saying you thick. Yeah, no.
why you going so fast? Look, peaches. Come on, man.
Peaches.
Yeah, keep it going down. You know what
she
I'm saying?
She don't know who that is.
The caption is deep, but the content's hilarious.
Good shit.
That's funny. All right, so driveway. I think I sent this to the DM.
This is one of the most ridiculous things I've seen of 2024 thus far, to be honest. And it's been a lot of ridiculous things thus far in these 15 days, but this is definitely in the
that
top
right
five.
There.
Because this is crazy.
It didn't sound real. I was like, this sounds crazy.
So for those listening, it says, can't leave shit in the hood. Folks done stole her driveway. You can play it. So apparently,
wild.
She says she came home and her driveway is gone.
Yeah.
If we came home and our driveway is gone, I think we laughing first because it's so. Well, not laughing first. You're like,
you're gonna be baffled.
You're like, this don't make sense.
You're gonna be baffled.
Don't make sense. Like
you can't even be mad. Like you know, like you can be mad, but you're not. You more. You like you said. You right, wait. They you took my driveway.
But why would that be the first thing that comes to your mind, though?
Because someone like, had to
in
take
in your
it.
Head. I'm not think in my head. At least I'm not thinking. Somebody stole my driveway.
Absolutely. Where else? Who else did it?
Yeah. Saying, I'm just. Those words aren't.
Like, I see what you're saying. Like,
I would think
something
else.
Happened. Like something
some
happened.
Construction.
Yeah.
Shit
I see what you're saying.
Because how do you carry broken up concrete? That don't even make sense.
And how fast did y'all do this?
How do you pull?
Like,
and I'm like, nobody saw this. I need concrete evidence to break this case.
You got it. Solid. I like it.
I like the booty ones a little more. Yeah. The ones earlier.
He called mine low hanging fruit last week, so that you know. Okay, but I like that one, even if it's low hanging.
Okay. Yeah. Even though it's low.
Yeah. It's to the ground.
Right.
So, anywho. But no, you come home and your driveway gone.
Shock.
Yeah, you in shock. What's my full driveway gone? And where? Here's the thing. Where are y'all going with it? Like what?
That's what I'm saying. I don't understand. Like, how does that even work?
Are you selling? Is my now? And say if I'm one of them wild niggas, I got chips of gold in my drawer. That makes, I'm like, okay, y'all.
That's okay. But right. This lady with that small ass house right there, yeah. That ain't, she come ain't on, got man. No you chips can... of gold anywhere.
Yeah. She.
But I'm just saying, how do you, like, yeah, there's no black market for driveways.
I was just about to ask, is there a black market for driveways that we
no
don't know
way.
About?
There's no
there
way.
Might, it, maybe it is.
Here's the thing that no one's looking at. If this is real.
Yeah, if this is real.
Amazing job. That's a clean job.
Absolutely.
Like, it's no concrete left. Everything is just where it used to be. Like, that's an amazing, like, they were talented.
Yeah.
Like, these people know what they're doing. Absolutely. These ain't, like, you think, amateurs.
You think they used to work in construction, maybe, or somewhere in
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
They're taking it for another job.
Gotcha.
And what if you pull up to somebody's house, you're like, wait, this is my driveway.
What you got to do? You got to knock on the door? You got to, like...
I can't blame them. I blame who did you hire to do this? Who put this? Who installed your driveway?
And but that's how do you even? How would you ever recognize your driveway?
It could be something. Maybe you know some people like put handprints or write stuff in. You remember our back court used to have the dates
but
and
I'm
stuff.
Saying,
you never know.
No, none of this makes sense.
I never know, man.
I just imagine in my head like they maybe somebody somebody said they seen your driveway. Hey, bro, I think I seen your driveway. I think Clarence got your driveway. What you mean Clarence got my driveway?
No, I'm pulling up.
Hey, but you can't. You ain't got no driveway.
Bro, I'm on the 405 right now. I think I see a nigga with your driveway.
You bullshit. He got my driveway?
Nigga, it's on the back of his truck right now.
It's dark cement or light cement?
It's the same dark cement. You remember when we were hitting this little...
Follow him.
follow him.
No, that's hilarious.
Ain't nobody noticing somebody else's driveway. It's just concrete, nigga. What the fuck?
Give me my concrete back. It's going to be different the way this concrete is pulled up. They probably did it in slabs to preserve
that's
it.
That's what it looked like. I feel like they
did ain't
it
probably
in
just break this up because it'll be fragments everywhere. These niggas got this shit up.
Like,
clean.
I seem like it's even maybe more work than what you could have had to do to just pour concrete.
You ain't never put up or put down a driveway. You don't
actually,
know how
I
much
have.
Work it is.
Actually, I have.
When?
At least I was part of it.
When?
You know, when I was like 15, high school, with my older brother, he took me to one of them things where like 100 or 200 people start building a house.
Mm-hmm.
It's like colleges. That's volunteer shit. But like they build a house in like a day or two.
You didn't put it in the driveway.
I helped when they were pouring the car.
That was on Extreme Home Makeover?
You know, the wood planks that put up, they were helping. I was helping them set it up.
Did you pull it up though once it dried?
Nah,
so you don't know.
Drive.
You don't know that.
I just imagine a whole scene in my cut to a bunch of thugs. There's a bunch of niggas in like a trap house. They cutting up the last little bit of concrete so they can sell it off to another truck. Like it's drugs.
My thing too. Nobody saw this.
That's what I'm saying.
Nobody saw this.
Honestly, it looked like she ain't got neighbors for about 5 miles, but. Maybe.
Hey, bro, how much you want for that brick? Shit, we got 3 feet.
We got 3 feet.
Brick concrete.
Like, what you mean?
For you, nigga? What you mean?
They get the call. Hey, he on his way to come pick up his driveway.
At least they left for a porch. They left for that so you can step up in the house.
Just don't even make sense.
Finish the driveway so he can literally pull up, nigga. Finish the driveway so he can pull up.
Now, what would be crazy if somebody stole a house? Like not
no, that's
the mobile
crazy. No,
home,
that's crazy.
Like that house right there.
No,
that would be insane.
That would be insane.
I'm like nobody saw this. Like that's a lot of noise.
Nobody saw a house going
that's
down.
That's a lot of noise.
The driveway.
That's a lot of noise.
That's a lot of noise.
A lot of logistics.
They would do some shit like that on Fast and Furious though, for sure.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, pull a house out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I could definitely see Tyrese coming in there.
But
the plumbing's bad.
But in that universe, anything's possible.
He just be.
He said in that universe. Oh yeah, yeah.
In that universe, anything's possible.
Absolutely.
So. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app.
or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's Pentagon?
Oh, go to my DMs. So they was just talking about how there's billions of dollars that's just like not accounted for in the U.S. Like they don't get taxed, they don't get asked about. And this dude go up was talking about it. Listen how he talk about this shit. This shit is crazy.
Make sure I pull it off the people.
Yeah, turn it up a little bit.
Turn up.
Cause
no veggies.
This shit crazy.
Wait,
you get it?
Oh, somebody.
You get what he's saying?
Somebody assassinate him.
Yeah, he said, the only way to get out, but before they commit suicide by shooting themselves in the back of the head five times.
That's,
so he said, if you get that MMA, they gonna kill you. But this is like the government. Like it was just funny that he even said this.
But he's talking about the financial. If they release how the money,
like he said, there's billions of dollars that's just not just audited, not accounted for.
It's just they going places.
They did, they could use for whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And like we don't know, the public don't know the bottom line of how everything is working. But it takes someone leaking the documents before they commit suicide by shooting themselves five times in the back of the head. So,
because at first you're like, five times, okay.
Where's the most likely places that money is?
In their pockets.
OnlyFans.
Overseas.
They created OnlyFans, all that shit. I see that. Created Kim Kardashian.
OnlyFans is a money laundering situation. They funded it and.
Definitely.
And out.
Make everybody whores.
But that just lets you know how deep it is.
It's
like,
so
governments
deep.
And stuff, like, we don't know the half of this shit. That's why, like, people like Obama who've been in it, like, what do they know?
It's like, yeah, what's the deep?
And when you know everything, how do you live after that? Like, do you switch up to what you believe in? Do you be like, do you have hope anymore? Is it like...
When you switch up what you believe...
Well, I'll tell you right now, Cam, that the government knows... How you and Rome can get an ass.
Because, sometimes when people see the worst things happen in the world, they lose faith.
Okay.
So imagine if you the president or you inside, and you really see how this like child trafficking stuff is going on, how they sacrificing kids, and like you really see it and confirm it. Like, so for some people, that may make them lose faith in God. But like, how is God allowing this much stuff? Or you may lose faith in politics. Or you just may lose faith in humanity where it's like, I don't care no more. Or it may make
possibly
you go the other
could.
Way.
Yeah,
but it's just like,
yeah, I can see how.
It's just craziness to know that some of these things, just rumors to us, is like confirmed.
But I think it's just realizing that we just live. We can't have logical. It's not too much logical thinking in an illogical world. It's just an illogical world. It's just a world that's just upside down. Like, and to think that stuff is just straightforward when it's everywhere. That's where people's false sense of like hope and all that stuff comes from. Because they're thinking like, but it has to be this way. And it's like, no, you live in an illogical torment. this is where it's at. But where there's good, there's evil. Where there's up, there's down. It's just unfortunately, it's just what it is. It's like. You understand that, like in the book that I was telling you about, you understand that over a certain amount of time, if things are going good for so long, you let your guard down, all these things, and then when a pandemic happens, everybody is going everywhere. And it's like, you understand that these are the patterns of the world, so.
But it's just crazy to me, like, I feel like the U.S. will never be on a common ground or like really trying to help each other because it's too many different cultures, too many different people, and too many people don't want a certain group to get ahead or whatnot, a certain gender to get ahead or whatnot. And like, so I was watching this video about the happiest, they say the happiest place in the world, right? It's this country, I forgot, it's between like the Andes or something, this small country. And he got an interview with the former prime minister, and what he was talking about was so fascinating to me, and their whole concept.
The president of the Andes had a...
No. It's situated like between the Andes. Oh, between like the Andes. Small country, okay. But the dude that was doing the video happened to get an interview with the former prime minister. So their whole concept is making decisions on the well-being of the people and the next generation. And it's based on what's good for their happiness, not financial gain, like our financial gain. So what's going to make this a better country? So they care about the people and their mental and their well-being more than anything. So like, if they think building this factory would affect the food supply or their health in a negative way in the future, they're not going to do it. And that's how they based all their decisions. I'm like, imagine if America based decisions on the well-being of people and their happiness.
What country
and
their is that? Health.
I would have to look it up again. I forgot. I got it saved, though. But they have this whole concept, and it's wild.
It sounds like, though, something like that would work well for small, something small, a small country, rather than... The U.S. is just so big, man.
It's, yeah, it's, I mean, so, definitely huge.
It's a, think about if you're the president. You have to control this country to a certain extent.
To
a,
I'm about to say,
well,
to,
I mean,
to
even the people in power, it's just like, this is a,
it's like uncontrollable.
This is a crazy country.
It's uncontrollable, but it's, I guess it's maintainable. I don't think it's controllable. I think you can maintain, but control is, I don't think there's ever full control over this. Because motherfuckers are wild.
It's Bhutan. It was the first country in the world to pursue happiness as a state policy. They say the Bhutanese concept of happiness is deeper than the common meaning of happiness in industrialized countries. The philosophy of gross national happiness, that's what they call it, has several dimensions. It's holistic, recognizing people's spiritual, material, physical, social needs. Mm-hmm. It emphasizes balanced progress. It views happiness as a collective phenomenon. It's both ecologically sustainable, pursuing well-being for both current and future generations, and equitable, achieving a fair and reasonable distribution of well-being among people. Like, that's fucking amazing.
That's hard.
But I, again, my, you know, I do have questions. Like, is that a third world country?
I'm not sure. I would have to look into it, possibly. But it didn't look like it when we was watching it. It looked like, you know, it depends what your... They wasn't, you know, at war with each other and everything.
Right. But how small is it? Those are my two questions. Like, is it third world small?
Because the United States is huge. Yeah, it is.
It's just, easier to change small countries like that and go with the nuanced ideas that are. But when we're so ingrained here, just think about, like, hey, sure, it'd be nice if no one shoots people, you know. But are Americans saying take away our guns?
But
fuck
why?
It up?
Why other large companies have things in place that this works? Like Tokyo, the best example for me. 14 million people in Tokyo. That is huge. The cleanest, one of the cleanest places. But New York, with the same amount of people, maybe more, one of the dirtiest places. So it's like, these things are possible.
We may not be willing
to do what it takes to have it happen, but it's structure in certain large places that could be done.
But also in that large place, there's a certain, like, I feel like a certain pride, because that's...
But that's what I'm saying, because it's like... It's something with an H they call it when it's like all one people, the country.
I don't know the word though.
Right. Do you know San Francisco, right? Mm-hmm. Like is in a state of RoboCopness, right? Like it's homeless, like it's worse than here.
Yeah, it's bad.
All that shit, right? About, I don't know, it's been a couple weeks now, maybe a month ago. The Xi Jinping went to the prime minister, what do they call him, a dictator, whatever the fuck he is, he showed up here, they cleaned up all that shit. People were saying they did it overnight.
That's crazy.
Like it just they woke up, all the streets are clean, homeless people are just gone. They must have murdered them all.
That's crazy. They must,
look in the Bay Area, because where did they go? I'm just saying, like, they cleaned up everything like that, which told people, wait. So you have the ability to do this.
It is not.
But y'all aren't.
Yeah.
You're not taking actions.
Yeah.
But to prove to China's
that this is
such and that this is the nice, you know, all that shit, you're willing to clean it up. So I absolutely agree. Action can be taken to do things quick.
Yeah.
But when it comes to changing the minds, certain things about, like, that, as nice as that sounds, I don't know how practical that is. It's still an experiment.
For them.
We'll see.
No,
yeah, we'll see.
The funny thing about it, I think it's practical, but I don't think people are willing to do what it will take to happen.
Gotcha. That's
why in our country?
I think in their country it should be.
In here.
We don't even know in their
we
country.
We don't know, but.
If that's a new thing.
Like, what I love about them, they say their whole thought amazing. Process is like, with economic growth, there's a need to measure well-being and ecological sustainability mm-hmm. to reflect overall progress of nations and humankind, because they saying our economic growth is killing, first, the earth, people, their well-being, all of that. And, like, the whole time I was in Tokyo, I'm like, it's possible to be like this in the United States, but we're not willing to do what it takes to be like this because we're too individualistic. Like, there, it's a culture of same beliefs. Mm-hmm. You know, it's been generations, centuries, basically. Yeah. So it makes more sense. But we could start it to go that way, to change the way it is.
Possibly,
it's still going to be pushback. Look like when the pandemic. People didn't want to wear masks for certain reasons and all that stuff. Now, I won't say what side I was on, but it is it's too individualistic and too many cultures where they're like, we don't want you to be ahead of us.
But that's the thing. We have ultimate freedom here. That's what America stands for. So ultimate in some ways, right?
That's like
it's supposed to represent the ultimate freedom of any other country in the world. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Well, I don't know what ultimate.
I think it's organized chaos here. It's organized chaos.
But what I'm saying is that ultimate freedom comes with problems. Because you're going to have a society full of individuals. People Absolutely. Saying, you know, I'm thinking about myself. It's about, you know, me and shit. And it's hard to think like some of those other countries. Everybody brings up Japan as this wonderful you know, example of what society can be, especially in metropolitan.
No, but see,
stuff.
I don't want you to confuse that though. What? I'm just saying, there's certain things. I know.
Yeah, but
that ain't
even
no
though
perfect
certain
place.
Things, everything. I just talked to my cousin who came back from Japan recently, and we were having a whole debate about it. But I mean, one of my points is when you're a country that got blown out of existence in 1945 or whenever the fuck it was. Mm-hmm. Okay, two cities wiped off, like horrible, horrible. Nuclear fallout shit, like their country was fucked. You know what I'm saying? It might turn your country into a more docile,
for sure.
More, we don't want to, you know.
It might,
we don't want to disturb anybody anymore. Yeah. We want to be here. So it takes something of that caliber. I'm not saying, because before that, Japan was made of fucking warriors. They were samurai and all that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like all our anime we love watching. I love seeing them niggas whoop ass before 1895.
But even within that, though, I think there's still a code. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I think
they
that's
have
what,
honor
I think that's
and all that
said,
but I'm saying they've
toward.
Become a lot more now. It's all
for
about
sure,
working for
sure.
them, and they just work and keep to themselves. And it's not Japan, we're gonna bomb you. We're gonna kamikaze. You know what I'm saying? That's not that's not there like as much anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so
like, but the thing, even when I went to Dubai, the whole time I was thinking like, yo, it's some good shit put in place, but I'm like, America would never agree to the stuff. Like,
yeah,
no,
because
they
don't want to get your hand chopped off just
no
if
homeless
you, if
people
you steal
there.
Some
like,
nuts.
You gotta have a job. You don't get deported, kicked out, but. Like, our influence on the world is so bad, too. Like, Okinawa, one of the blue zones, is becoming less of a blue zone with this new generation because now...
They want to be Americanized.
No, it is being Americanized. Like, fast food spots are popping up now. Right. So they losing the tradition of what they used to eat and what they would do to live to be centurions and all that. So it's just like... I don't know. When I saw that video and then I started just reading articles on it, it just fascinated me because I'm like, it's possible. It may not be in our lifetime, but it's possible to put the steps in place to reverse the way we think and possibly the next generation. And look, it may take brainwashing. And brainwashing is bad, but if you're doing it, some benefit
no,
from it.
It's not necessarily
you
bad.
Know what I'm saying?
You brainwash your kids to believe in certain
things.
Yeah.
Closer to what you want them to believe. But I see what you're saying.
It won't be for us. It may be, you know, five generations from now. But if you can get them to think like that versus economic gain and this money and monetary gain, it could be a better place because, like, those people are happy. From what I've seen, it was funny, too. It's a bunch of dicks drawn everywhere there, and they got a certain symbolism for why they do that. But even that is like...
They're trying to get ahead.
The open-mindedness of that shit was
I like it.
Crazy.
I like it. But yeah. I would just have... I, obviously, I would need to see, I guess, in the article, like, what are the other exact steps you laying out from a realistic standpoint? Because from a metaphor, from a, you know, theoretical conversation and the kind of the coda of your, even as a brand, you might say, this is our brand statement of who we are, whatever. As a country, this is who we are. I like that. Okay, we believe in the betterment of people, Okay, how do we get there now without burning all our money, not making enough money, and not, you know, being able to survive on the world market, I guess, have our people grow, and what and if not, we have natural disasters, but, if or even like crime and stuff, how do, like, do we still control police? Okay, money needs to go into, like, there's a lot of things, and then how do you not go into communism from there? Like, we believe in all of this, you know, this is the way of survival. Actually, everybody should just have the same good house, you know, all of you get houses just the same. Then you just start going down the road of communism, right? Like, everybody's and some dictator, and then it gets bad.
I don't have the like, answers for you there, but I do know that this is not just a theory. They're doing this. So you have to look into it more, whatever the full answers. Because this was like 2 months ago when I seen this. Now
they just put, and they just
They've been doing this.
For how long? Like,
I can't remember. It's been a while since I watched it, but just look at it. But that's why they got the reputation of being called that.
Yeah, that's interesting. So that's interesting.
But then once I heard the theory of like gross national happiness, like they got a whole, that's fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before we get into this next topic, is there any voicemails we want to play on?
Oh, man. Is it on? Just double check right there.
We want to play on the trap phone. So. This was funny last week when you guys heard it, because we were sitting in here and we started to hear the phone going off. So we was like, all right, we're gonna answer something. We was in here working, and y'all are great. Y'all are hilarious. They like most everybody's statement started out with, oh shit, y'all really did answer. Oh damn, I didn't think y'all was gonna answer. Oh shit, hold on, you answered. That was usually the statement that was made.
We got a few. We got 19 text messages. Right,
we got 19 texts right now.
And this is just from yesterday.
But maybe we could play a voicemail or something so y'all can.
Do you know where our favorite one is?
We got a couple voicemails too.
You know where our favorite one is?
Our first homie that called.
You know the Memphis
dude. Memphis dude. Should I play that? Yeah. I mean, we kind of.
I did, but it was just too funny not to play.
Shout out.
That's a great voicemail.
I think put it on your side of the mic.
That's right.
this KB from Memphis. I mean, I just got one question for y'all. First off, I rock with y'all. I've been rocking with y'all niggas since since I was in ninth grade watching y'all make the do-rag with the flap out and all them Bad Boys Club video, you know what I mean? But nah, for real, my question is, man, is y'all gonna bring back Mic Drop? For real, cause, nigga, man, bring that bitch back, bro. I got so many goddamn music ideas when it comes to that goddamn Mic Drop. On the real.
Yeah. He said, love y'all niggas. Yeah,
so we called him back.
We called him back. We talked to him. And for people asking, there was actually quite a couple people asking about Mic Drop.
Yeah, Mic Drop, yeah.
We will have a Mic Drop episode possibly Valentine's Day.
Possibly Valentine's Day. Or into February. I mean, February is the love
for Valentine's
month.
Yeah, so for Valentine's. So I think sometime then.
Yeah.
But I think an R&B episode.
We got another one we want to do.
Yeah, let's see what else. We got some country people in here, yo.
Oh, yeah.
I see Memphis, Montgomery, Alabama.
Hey, hey,
Newberry, South Carolina.
Newberry.
Let's see. This is a new person. Let's see what this person
is. I am from planet Z29. We took our vacation to Miami. We wanted to see the famous BBLs.
I was not expecting
that.
This is what happens.
I fuck with it.
This is what happens. A shout out to Newberry. He didn't give his name or nothing. Should we leave a message back?
We gotta keep going.
Let's keep going. We're going to Gadsden, Alabama.
Gadsden, Alabama. All right.
All these years, I thought Emmanuel was Emmanuel, but the caller ID say Emmanuel Richards. So. Yeah, somebody need to clear that up, just got out of the shower, so I missed call. I didn't think y'all called me back. But
shoot. Oh, we called him.
Okay. I don't know what to say. What's the button to restart this?
He said, "What's the button to restart?"
Hit the one with a question.
We gonna call him back. All right, let's see.
Man, I just got out the shower.
All right, we got one from New York. New York. Let's see.
Yo, y'all funny, man. What's up? It's Brezzy here. What's up, Comedy Trap House? I'm calling from St. Croix, Virginia.
Oh shit!
Been a long time fan of y'all, man. Ever since high school, I've been watching y'all videos from like washing machine and didn't touch the water and shit like that. Now your boy pushing 30. It's just wild. I'm laughing because I just picture Emmanuel bald headed ass like looking out the window with Bluetooth, like with his hand on his hip, trying to navigate through the voicemail on whatever version iPhone y'all got. But I just want to say that, hey man, y'all content has gotten me through so much shit, man. From since I was young to now in my adulthood.
Call him back.
I really appreciate y'all, boys. Man. Y'all are like celebrities to me. fun fact for Emmanuel. I don't know about a Richard Street. There's a school named Ricardo Richards. I don't know.
That's my cousin.
To do with, you know,
that is my cousin.
He lied.
I'm dead ass.
You look that up, you know, if you got something to do with that. But I'm going to wrap up this voice. But one of these days, I'm going to catch y'all slip on the phone and actually have a conversation with y'all. But for now, just keep doing y'all thing.
Call him back. Call him back.
It's on the podcast.
We appreciate you.
Call him
back.
We'll see if he answers real quick. If he don't answer, we'll go on.
Yeah.
Hey, boy. My cruising brother.
Yo, what's good, Comedy Trap?
Tell me on air.
What's up,
you
brother?
Live.
We live right now. We filming a, we're not live. Filming a pod right now. That we posting tomorrow.
Oh, shit, I'm on the pod.
You on the pod, man. We just.
You the lucky winner for the week.
We heard your voicemail.
You don't know. You said there's a Richard Street. There's not a Richard Street, but there's a Richard School, right?
Yeah. So this is the thing. I always listen to y'all podcasts while I'm at work. I work at the post office.
Yeah.
And so I looked, and when I heard that, I was like, Richard Street? I was like, no way. So I looked on the maps, and now we don't have a Richard Street, and I never heard of it.
We knew he was lying.
Called Ricardo Richards. So that's why I don't know if that had.
That's my cousin. I'm a any Richards you see there, I'm a part of the Richards clan. So put it down. Any Richards you meet,
we knew he was lying.
Like, he been lying.
Yeah, man, the Richards crew.
The Richards.
Yeah, it's an elementary school. I didn't go there myself, but
that makes sense because this nigga childish.
Didn't y'all have a mayor or somebody named Pamela? Pamela Richards. You know who that is?
Nah.
That's just
no, I know. We had
said nah.
Nah,
or
he on the other side. Nah.
Hey man, we appreciate the love though, brother.
We appreciate the love, man. What's your name, brother?
My name is Fredo, but everyone pretty much knows me as Prezi.
Prezi, man, we appreciate you in New York now. We see New York popped up on the phone. So when you said,
oh yeah, because I got a New York number, but nah, I'm in St. Croix right now.
Okay,
but I'm really based out in Texas. I'm actually going there next week.
Nice.
Oh, you're a drug dealer.
I get it.
Okay.
Yeah, right, I get it.
Get it.
Nah, man. I'm actually holding. It's funny you said that. I actually drive trucks.
Oh, so no doubt.
We got a lot of truck drivers now.
One of y'all, he's a trafficker. Grandfather or father, something like that, drove trucks. Yeah, man.
One of y'all grandfather.
Yeah, so
I got cousins.
Something like that.
I think Cam's cousin drove a truck. But that's what's up, man.
Yeah, we appreciate you, brother.
You know, I know y'all. A lot of y'all truck drivers must be listening to a podcast.
Yeah.
But
For sure. When we're on the road, you know, when it's a long drive and it's nothing to keep us entertaining or you know, just keep us laughing and whatnot.
Hey man,
and, you know, it's so funny. And y'all intro when you be like, "Don't be laugh, don't laugh too loud, don't get fired by your boss." That's real shit. Sometimes you be at work
and y'all be having me dying and shit. I just gotta go in the corner like.
All right,
well,
man.
Well, man. Well, now you gotta listen to this episode. You on it?
Yeah, you gotta listen to this episode.
Y'all do y'all things.
Share it with
on the podcast. Y'all keep doing y'all shit, man.
Thank you, brother.
We love y'all, man.
Thank you, brother. Whenever you stop at a truck stop, you know, and make sure you share it with the prostitutes too. All right? I know they'll like Comedy Trap House. All right, brother. We out, G.
Well, bet, man. Yeah, well, so that, I guess
God
that's the Comedy Trap phone segment. We'll keep bringing
that keeps
it to
us
you.
Going, for real, yeah, man. Nah, that's cool to hear from fans.
We talking to y'all shooting the shit.
Nah, man, I'm going to get facts for y'all.
Nah.
He work at the post office. He know all the streets.
Nah, we don't know what state or what province he work in. He go from Texas to...
Been lying for years, dog.
I'm going to prove y'all. I'm going to find that shit.
Nigga family from Guatemala.
See, what he don't realize is we doubting him so that he can go find the information.
See,
that's
what
we
want. I don't play
so
those
he can
games.
Find your roots.
See, fuck that street. I don't even care anymore. Fuck it.
Fuck that street.
This nigga going to go back there and be the mayor. I told y'all.
I got a question.
What's up?
Are we about to wrap?
I was going to go to T-Pain, but I mean.
We got some.
What's up? Okay, no. Okay. Are we talking about MLK Day at the end?
I think the last title, last subject will bring up a good conversation.
Okay, so we'll go to you. So T-Pain, the head slap is quick, and maybe we can go to bad movies after that. It will.
Right. T-Pain, I just want to say T-Pain, man, if he ain't one of y'all goats, stop.
Yeah,
this
you
nigga
stop.
Did a performance.
He's fantastic.
And he was just performing, I guess, his songs and other people covers of other people's songs.
Yeah.
And he did a cover of Smino song, and this shit just sounds.
You know, he got that nice album, I think it's Under the Covers or Covers, like where he do.
So play a little bit of this. We should be good with this because it's like he do a live cover.
Boy's good.
Like
boy's,
I would love to be good. There. Like that's 30 right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And like that's
absolutely
a 30-year-old type of place
that's
to go
fire
and chill.
Yeah, that's
and go
fire.
Watch. Like I would have gladly spent money Smino to go there.
Yeah, Smino.
He made the beat.
Nah, he
it's a song. It's his
oh,
song.
It's his song that T-Pain was just.
But he just, I think, freestyling over. But that was hard.
Like especially just play the opening, how he come on it. Like that the first little. When he come on, it just sounds so nice.
He had a refresh.
Is this the beginning?
No,
it's
going
to skip to it. It skipped to it. Because he's talking, then just skip right into it. That shit just sound nice.
Oh, you're rolling.
T-Pain, a lot of people don't give him credit, too. Remember I told you about his wedding video, his marriage thing? That was really good. But he's like,
he's
probably one of the... If you say like Will Smith is the greatest like rapper to actor, T-Pain might be one of the greatest rapper to
singer
content creator.
No,
I mean I ain't mad at it.
Like online content.
Yeah,
creator.
He's I
like
mean,
he has like a crazy.
And it's
like,
because
it's
honestly,
old.
It just goes back. If you are personable, it works. It
and
just works
himself.
So. And
he's
talented,
a great personality.
And he's talented, but. He's just a great personality. He got it. He got
it. Stories are good. He's hilarious. He always just seemed like he's just goofing around.
Yeah.
So I remember when he was hanging out with Rick Ross for a while.
Yeah.
And this is at a time where Rick Ross was being taken serious.
Mm-hmm.
Probably like beefing with 50 and all this. And this man would go around him, and he would be the first one making fun of him, doing a, I'm going to talk like Bose. And he would be doing that shit right in front of him at concerts. It would just be funny.
It's a good personality. He's a
silly guy.
Let me go to Head Slap. So go to my DM real quick. This shit was just funny. And then scroll right there. This shit was just funny to me. Watch it.
Watch this.
So
I am so
basically the son is playing and puts the finger in the hot cup.
But his mom's arm is wrapped around the dad.
Yeah.
And they're both looking away.
Yeah, they're not looking off.
At where her hand is. And the son put a coffee.
Like it looked like coffee or something hot. But even, I don't think it's fake, but if it is fake, it's just funny because her reaction was to slap the back of this nigga.
Yeah, the dad and is you know bald that, who she you got know that the fresh cut around.
Slap too?
Yeah, that shit look, and his bald head looked clean
it
too.
Looked
that shit.
Clean. She reacted so funny. That shit.
It gotta be fake. I'm looking back at my son like, what the fuck?
She tore that head that up. Funny. That shit just look funny. Even if it is fake, it just look funny. Oh, man. But I guess last thing we can talk about is bad movies.
I think I'm at the age I can't do bad movies no more.
What's a bad movie? Like, you saw something recently? Or?
He don't want shit on it. I get it.
I was watching a movie last night. I won't per se is like bad, but I just saw right through everything. Yeah, I saw through the dialogue, the plots. It was this what bad movie setup. Let me look. That's besides the point.
No, it does. I want to know what movie
it don't matter.
He gonna tell you.
You know somebody in it or something?
He gonna tell you off air.
It's not that. Look, I think it's, the older you get, it become a time thing. Like, and it's just a taste thing. Like, I don't want to watch nothing bad no more.
That's what you gotta like, start telling your friends, if
I'm spending an hour 90 to 2 hours you need of my time, in. I want to be locked in. I want to be engaged. I only want to watch good stuff right now. I'm not in the era watching something bad because it's a waste of my time.
Do you think, let me ask you this.
And the stuff I watch is this quality. I can't do it.
I know to each his own for movies, right? Is it?
And it's subjective.
It's subjective. It's subjective, right?
Nah.
But do you believe in your heart of hearts? Because even before you got into film and we got into this industry that we're in,
mm-hmm.
do you believe that you are probably a very good judge of a good movie?
Because I grew up watching movies with my dad.
Yes.
And then it'll be movies he watched. I'm like, this is not good. Just because it got action don't mean it's good.
And I believe we're now looking at movies through, through a totally different lens. We're looking for the plot. We're looking for, does it have a through line? We're looking for character development. We're looking for a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. So I think that does make us pretty good judges. And we could be wrong on something, but it makes us, like if somebody came to you like, hey, I would like your opinion on a movie, I think they can trust it to a certain extent.
Yeah.
So I understand Cam when he like, I can see right through, oh man, there is so much explaining in this scene. They're not so much dialogue. They're not doing certain things, and you know.
What make it worse too? It's a movie that's been done before, so it's like a heist movie.
Okay.
So, I love heist movies. I like movies with multiple characters, and it all ties in good. Like Ocean's 11 and shit is like the peak of heist shit.
For sure.
Like one of the peaks of heist.
For sure.
So when you see a heist movie and you see a weak setup. You just see all this stuff. It just starts annoying you.
It's a recent heist movie?
I watched it last night, and I'm just like,
what heist movie?
What is this?
They're going to say it in the comments.
What is this?
It's funny.
And I watched it because I seen some people like, this is actually good. You know, a lot of times, you know, it don't be that good. But this, I'm like, it don't look that good. I said, it don't look that good. But I was like, I felt I was in a movie mood. And it was two movies I was picking. And I was like, let me just watch this, support this person. Let me see. They saying it's good. I knew I should have watched the other movie. Because I'm also a person.
Is it a black movie?
if I don't get out of there right, like some movies so bad you just stop right away.
Yeah.
I was hoping like maybe it's gonna get better, and once I go too far, I gotta finish now. Yeah. I can't just not finish.
That's
like,
where I'm at in the movie. I gotta finish it now.
I finished it and I was just so underwhelmed. And I watched it before bed, so you know you gotta go to bed on that. I gotta sleep on this.
So when you woke up after sleeping on it, you still was like, nah.
You know, I'm very focused right now. So when I might have my little downtime, I wanna enjoy
it. You have to waste it. You don't wanna waste it.
I wasted my downtime, so I ain't got time. Like, I've been watching the new season of Fargo. First time ever watching Fargo, because people have been talking about Fargo forever.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Great acting,
you
great
saw the
writing.
First season?
No. It's an anthology, you know, so every season different.
Yeah. No, I'm saying, which season did you watch?
I'm watching the new season. This season now.
With John Hamm.
They got John Hamm in it. That's my boy. Lamar, you know John Hamm, my boy.
I seen the season with Chris Rock in it. I didn't like it that much, but.
Yeah, he's saying this
season. The first two seasons were amazing.
But this season is good, too.
Okay,
it's really good.
Yeah,
and even, like, say, a lot of people don't like those, like, the 50 universe, multiverse, but Raising Kanan. Like, that's actually.
Oh, I didn't know what you were
like,
talking about.
Like, that's a good show, too.
50 Multiverse. I'm thinking of Marvel. Because,
you know, he flipped all the powers and bring
it. Yeah, the 50.
But Raising Kanan, my bad.
Yeah.
That shit's actually good.
Like, his shows are pretty good, I heard, though.
Like, the emotion he brings out, the cinematography, something like. Mm-hmm. And I like how he narrates at the beginning and the end.
50 does?
And some of the characters, yeah.
I think what it is, we like people that just try hard. Like, just, try hard. Like,
I don't even care if your shit's cheap. But if I could tell, like, damn, like, they did good, like, they put their heart into it.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's like, cool.
And then. Before this movie, the last movie I watched was Society of Snow.
Yeah, that's different.
Phenomenal movie.
Phenomenal movie.
Phenomenal.
It's a cheat code, though.
This rugby team that crashed in the Andes in
the 70s
and how they had to survive in the cold. And the whole time I was thinking, this what Emmanuel choosing? He crazy as fuck.
But movies like that are kind of a cheat code. Even though it's a good movie, it's kind of a cheat code because the story is.
People be ruining.
No, for sure. For sure. I feel Cam. It's like when you want to watch something, you're like.
Because, like, I'll be doing heavy reviews before I watch a movie now. I'm going to IMDb.
Yeah.
Let me see the rating.
Yeah.
And then I go to the reviews there. Then I go to Rotten Tomatoes.
Rotten Tomatoes, for sure.
Then I go, I'm trying to see what people are saying. And then I watch.
You follow a content creator that talks about it. Because a lot of them things be so just.
I've gotten to the point where I know what it's going to be now based on how I do the research. I'm like, all right, this going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's going to be at least halfway decent. And then I'm into, like. It depends what mood I'm in. Sometimes I love them thrillers and I love sci-fis. I like thinking. I like being on the edge of my seat. That's why I love Leave the World Behind. Mm-hmm. Those are my favorite shits. Like, this shit, this hype, man, this movie pissed me off. I'm just reading through all the dialogue. I'm like.
Don't worry, y'all. All three of us, we're going to write an action-packed sci-fi comedy thriller. And we're going to come in here and we're going to rate ourselves. We'll be like, that shit wasn't that good, y'all.
That shit weak. And I'm doing more one-off movies. So I ain't got time to watch a full series. Like, the only reason I watched Fargo, because I started that while I was in Bahamas.
Yeah.
Because I was just bored one day. I'm like, I just want to watch something good. And people are talking about new season Fargo. I'm like, all right, fuck it.
Even when it comes to writing a TV show or movie, it's like, I'll have ideas and then I'll be like, you only want to do stuff like, you'd be like, nah, this is going to be different. Cause you start looking at it, you'd be like, that's falling in the same line. You just want to do something stand out. Cause it's just like, why I want to do the same shit? It's just like,
people forget that. People just get caught up in copying whatever it does.
Like, do something.
But I don't mind if you want to do another heist movie, but just make it good.
Yeah, that's why.
But you got to bring something new to it.
And that was our argument. That was our argument with Mike with They Clone Tyrone. We was like, Mike, I get. He was like, but you know, it's the same stereotype. I was like, but look at how they flipped the stereotype. You went a different direction. It was at least interesting. At least you follow me. You're like, what is this? What's going on? You're not like, oh, I can see that coming. I can see that coming. I know what that is. It's like, all right, this makes sense. But I don't know, but
I watched Justice League Crisis on Infinite Earths animated movie.
Just recently?
Yeah.
It's a new one?
Yep.
Okay.
And DC animation.
They animation.
I stopped that movie at the end. I said, this was incredible.
I'm gonna have to watch it. What's it called?
It's called Justice League Crisis on Infinite Earths, Part 1. And I was blown away. Yeah. I was like, dog, that was amazing.
And
like,
Kev on stage got me.
Feeling like
and now I'm going to have to go watch Attack on Titan because Kev on stage been talking about it. And I was going to start it. I was like, this nigga got me. I'm going to have to watch it.
Shout out to Kev on stage because he also, he doesn't watch anime typically. Yeah. But he's the first one to say, check out Blue-Eyed Samurai. Mm. And I watched that because of him. Animation is the best right now. All real life TV shows.
And you can do the writing is already good, but then you can do anything.
And
you can show anything.
Incredible.
Yeah, that's fine.
Still haven't seen Top Gun.
All right, y'all, we're going to end this podcast.
This nigga hates us, though. It's going to be the best movie of 2025 on my book. I promise you. Top 10 list.
Can you watch it this weekend so we can talk about it on the pod? Watch it.
No one can request anything of me.
But I will say, so I'm leaving tomorrow to go because my mom's having knee surgery on Wednesday. So I got to take care of her for about 3 weeks. Okay. But
is she getting it taken off?
It's not full knee replacement, but I think it's like rubbing.
Like it's a knee pad.
No, it's not a full replacement though. So they said recovery is about 6 to 8 weeks.
And what is she, what is it? Some she did.
So military. From military, it's just been bad knee. So I gotta help her for like first week. She got to get up, walk around. Second week, a lot of physical therapy. Third week, I think it's a physical
week, you should put her through military training. That would be hilarious. Like, we're trying to get you back. Get down. Go through.
What's funny is I told her, I said, while I'm there, because I found a lady that does meal prep in North Carolina, and she says she can do healthy meals to help recovery and stuff that. And my mom was like, but what if I don't like? I said it don't matter what you like. You gonna take it. You down?
She gonna be in a wheelchair, right?
She gonna do a walker. She don't want to do wheelchair.
What you should do one day when she walking, stop it and whisper in the ear. Remember that time you beat me at 10? Remember I told you I was gonna get you back. Kick that shit and be like, get back upstairs. This is about to be
just walk around with his drawers on.
This is my house.
So when she come walking out, you just look at her. This is my house.
But that's a natural progression of life. As a kid, you become the parent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me and my parents had this whole conversation while I was in Bones.
How did they take the conversation? Like, what was it like? Were they agreeing with you?
They
like,
know what it is. My mom's ongoing joke to my dad, don't make me call Cameron.
Because
now I tell them what to do. Like, y'all got to stop this. Y'all got to stop eating like this. Y'all got to do this. Yeah. Y'all got to do this that.
Yeah.
So it's the natural progression of life.
But I am going to take the camera, the vlog camera, because I think I got the cord for the live setup. Maybe me and you can figure out how we can tap in. So.
We'll figure that out. Complications today.
He should have time because he ain't watching Top Gun. That's already a 2-hour movie, so you got 2 hours.
That's one of the funniest jokes. We just wanted to think of the
watch. It's so good, dog. It's not like I'm trying to get him to watch a social movie. No, that's I watched that shit about 3-4 times.
That shit good. The story good.
Top Gun alone and Rome and his ass alone.
I left Rome ass alone. I don't even think about his ass. That's in the past.
I left your ass.
I used to think about your ass.
Top Gun? I want you to watch Top Gun.
I'm going to watch Top Gun. But there's a lot of movies. Still got John Wick.
Watch Top Gun.
You watch John Wick 4?
I haven't watched John Wick
4.
You
got to
watch that too, but watch Top Gun.
I saw Spider-Man finally. You got to
start
the Spider-Verse.
You got to start with Top Gun and then don't do nothing else until you start with Top Gun.
I got to start with Top Gun. What about Mission Impossible? I didn't see that.
Top Gun better.
It's the same actor, different movie. Go Top Gun.
Top Gun. I'm telling you. Because it's fascinating to me. It's been 20-something years between the release and they did it right.
They did it right. Yeah, I give them that. I give them that. That's because I went and I thought, okay, I went in with low expectations, but then I started talking to everybody, and everybody was like, no. That
was a top movie of the year.
That shit good.
I'm gonna come in here if I like it. I'm gonna come in here and dress like an Navy. Might have some shady, some throwback shady.
You better order the outfit now. You're gonna like it, man. It's good.
You go at the end. You can be like, in your mind, you're gonna want to not like it, so you can come on here and argue, but you can be like. I do that shit.
If it's on that man shit,
it's on that man shit
for sure. Make sure y'all like, subscribe, comment. Make sure you tap into the Comedy Trap House Network on IG, Comedy Trap House socials. You know how I go, man. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, all those good things.
Hit us on the phone.
Hit us on the phone. Trap line 301-326-5737. Make sure you tap in highfrequency.com, HEYE frequency.com. And yeah, let's get to it. And watch Top Gun. All right, y'all. Peace.
MLK will be disappointed in everybody.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.